Hello, I'm Kimberly Benatti with the Benatti Spine Institute, and I'm here to talk to you about the damaging and untrue allegations levied against us by a rogue state agency that has done significant damage to our business, our employees, and our livelihoods. On March 9, 2023, multiple agents of ACA, Florida's Agency for Healthcare Administration, entered our facility unannounced, claiming to be investigating multiple counts that our owner and chief orthopedic spine surgeon, Dr. Alfred Benatti, had been knowingly allowing unlicensed surgical assistants to perform complete spine surgeries on patients. This is categorically false, and I'll explain how it would be impossible for that to be the case, but I want to elaborate further on the false allegations and shameful treatment our practice experienced at the hands of these state employees. Over the course of several days, all while acting in their official capacity as representatives, our state agencies charged with regulating the activity of licensed facilities like the Ambulatory Surgical Center operated by the Benatti Institute, these individuals intimidated, threatened, and harassed our staff as they claimed to be conducting an official investigation. On March 15, 2023, ACA issued an emergency suspension order, immediately suspending the license of our ambulatory surgery center, claiming that their investigation had confirmed these complaints were true. Specifically, they claimed that their investigation had revealed a history of unlicensed surgical assistants being allowed to perform entire spine surgeries. News of the emergency suspension order immediately made its way into the media, creating chaos for our business, our staff, and the likes of which that no one that's part of this family and team have ever experienced, and something that we would hope that no one else would ever have to experience for themselves. As we feverishly worked to find an alternate facility that would allow our patients, most of whom travel from outside the state, to continue to receive treatment, these investigators followed my husband and our staff, threatening the owners and staff of other ambulatory surgery centers that if they allowed my husband and our staff to work in their facility, they too would receive the same fate. Their state license would be suspended, and they would find themselves the subject of a similar media attack, again using their positions as official representatives of the state of Florida. These investigators' threats and intimidation were so significant that those that had agreed to assist us were forced to terminate their agreements, and others would not even attempt to take the risk of helping our patients. During that process, our surgery center remained closed for nearly 4 months until we were allowed to reopen. To be clear, ACA's outrageous, reckless, and irresponsible claims are not and have never been true. Since 1984, the Benatti Spine Institute has performed nearly 80,000 surgical procedures on the spine with an astounding self-reported patient satisfaction rating of over 98%. One of the cornerstones of our surgical technique is that we don't employ the use of general anesthesia. Instead, our surgical procedures have always employed a combination of conscious IV sedation and local anesthesia, which allows our patients to remain awake, alert, and to communicate with their surgeon throughout the surgery. Now, by keeping our patients awake and alert, our surgeons communicate with their patients in real time, allowing them to actively participate in the outcome of their surgical treatment. More than just our patients' active participation, we have always encouraged family members, caretakers, and guests to be present in our operating room during surgery. Bottom line, if anyone other than a licensed and qualified surgeon was ever permitted to perform surgery in our facility, our patients and their families would certainly know it before they left the operating room. Plus, for anyone who has ever met my husband, you know that no one could ever confuse him or his distinctive voice for anyone else. It has taken us a long time to recover from this fiasco. We're nearly a year later, and we continue to feel the devastating effects that this deliberate and intentional action of our government agency has caused us. While the damage continues to mount, we are finally in a position to start our own litigation against ACA and anyone else we found that participated in this official act of our state's government. However, rather than embarking on an illegitimate ambush and attack founded on their fabrications as they did, Banati will expose the truth, to hold those that abuse their power accountable, and to try to prevent anyone else from having to be forced to suffer the same indignity and harm that we have. In starting this effort today, we authorized our attorneys to file a lawsuit in federal court against ACCA and those individuals we currently know participated in both the emergency suspension order and its findings based on no legal cause or reason, as well as those that participated in threatening and interfering with our staff's agreements to treat patients at other facilities. After providing successful health care for nearly 40 years, we will never sit still knowing that this type of destructive behavior run by our own government can unlawfully destroy lives of a business on a whim. While we would personally love to put this behind us, we feel that it is our responsibility to our staff, our patients, and the public to ensure that government weaponization just like this can never occur again. To our critics who see these underhanded actions against the Banati Spine Institute going public, we say don't try to manipulate facts and print unsubstantiated stories. We also challenge some of those same critics who profess their concerns about how surgery has been performed in our facility for nearly 40 years to come in and watch a procedure for themselves. Not only will you see that these allegations are patently false, but you will be amazed by the results that this incredible partnership between patient and surgeon can achieve as the patient is awake and interacting with the known surgeon. To ACCA, you have the opportunity right now to take this moment to clean up your act and acknowledge the extent of damage to our business, our lives, and reputation, and accept fiscal responsibility owed to us, and to take action to repair our reputation for this outrageous wrongdoing, and address the overreach and harm that your agency has caused the Banati Spine Institute and to that of my husband, Alfred Banati. Hopefully, you find and discipline these so-called investigators who drummed up the false accusations in order to storm into our facility and harass us. Reputation is paramount in any business or governmental agency, and we are ready to save our own. It has cost us irreparable harm and millions. It's time to face the consequences of your actions. Reimbursement and apologies are long overdue. It's as if ACCA purposely decided to see if we had the strength to withstand their taunt and persevere, or if a 40-year business would crumble, affecting not only my husband and our family, but the 120 families of our team who rely on us for their livelihoods, and for the tens of thousands of patients who have not only entrusted us with their care, but those currently suffering with agonizing spine conditions who desperately need our help. What I can tell you is in over 40-year history of our facility, never has there been a claim like this by a patient, and flat out, it has never occurred. However, this malicious lie was a catalyst used by ACCA to obtain their emergency stop order. That unwarranted Gestapo-like behavior is why we filed our complaint in federal court, and it is our responsibility to hold them accountable for their actions and to restore the confidence, faith, and integrity of our good business reputation and good name, and to prevent an atrocity like this from ever happening to anyone's business again.
No pain here.
No.
No pain here.
No.
No pain on the butt.
No.
No pain.
No pain.
No. No pain here.
No.
No pain here.
No.
No pain on the foot.
No.
No back pain.
Oh.
No.
No back pain at all.
All right, good. Down.
Yep. Any pain up here?
Nope.
Hamstring?
Nope.
Side?
Nope.
Good. Do what hurts the hip. No pain?
Nope.
All right, man.
You nope.
Got it. The pain on the front here gone?
Yes.
The pain on the side here gone?
Yes.
The pain on the hip gone?
Yes.
The pain on the side here gone?
Yes.
Oh. That's the nerve.
I can already feel a difference. I can breathe.
You can breathe, huh?
I can put deep breath, yeah.
Move the arm. Now it's gone?
Yep, that's gone.
Gone, all right?
Yep.
How's
can I
move
the left one a little bit? Because it's... Yep, that's it.
No pain in your butt?
No.
No pain back of the leg?
No.
No pain back of the calf?
Oh.
Any pain in the side of the calf?
No.
Back here?
No.
How about up here?
No.
Okay, good.
Push up against the doctor's
hand? Push up, push back towards me. Push my hand.
Push, oh.
All right, good. Push down towards the floor.
Yep.
Good. Bend your elbow up. Push, push, push. Good. Push the other way.
Which way? That way.
Good. All right, good.